Well, everybody, welcome to episode 275 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, is brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. Their integrity guides their focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. They pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Their network of resources allows them to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, we're going to talk a lot of girls swimming tonight, but first I want to mention that we have a new co-sponsor of the podcast. Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa, which previously sponsored our Prep of the Week feature, has renewed their partnership with Ankeny Fanatic and will now help bring you the podcast each week. I think next week we'll have a special guest on from Revive to talk about their business and everything that they have to offer, so be sure to come back next week for that. And I want to thank Steph Katika and all of the folks at Revive for their loyalty to us. They are one of the advertisers that have been with Ankeny Fanatic ever since we launched our website, and we really appreciate their support. All right, well, my first guest tonight is in his second season as the head coach of the Ankeny Girls Swimming Squad, and he has guided his team to a 5-0 dual record and a number 7 ranking in Iowa with 2,922 power points. He is Dustin Rhodes. Coach, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having us.
Hey, you bet. Well, congratulations on a great start to the season. I know you've got some big meets and some huge challenges coming up that we're going to be diving into, but you have to be really happy with where you guys are at right now.
Yeah, we're off to a pretty good start with 3 meets under our belt, 2 of them being at home, which is always fun to compete in the pool we train in every day. We start off our season with an awesome win against Waukee. Obviously, those two schools split into two, but they still have, both teams have really good swimmers still. And it was just a fun way to kick off our season, and every person on our roster and lineup made a difference, and it came down to that last relay, and that's always really exciting. And we were able to win that to win the meet. So, but yeah, we're working hard and trying to have some fun too, and trying to get better every single day. So it's been a good start to the season for sure.
Well, yeah, that was a 98-88 win over Waukee, and like you mentioned, they were the 3-time defending state champs. And of course, the program did split, but considering that you guys only had the 4 returning state qualifiers, you know, I mean, that had to be a big confidence boost for the team.
Yeah, I think it gave us, or it showed us where we were at, I think, after 3 to 4 weeks of training. And yes, for sure, gave us some confidence. We've got a great senior class that have a lot of experience and have been there before. But I think a lot of newcomers, this team's a lot different than it was last year. As it is every year, you know, teams change, but I've just been really pleased and happy with the seniors' leadership. They've kind of taken the freshmen, especially, under their wing, and kind of showed them the ropes and realized that they're really talented and they can help this team a lot. And that's just been really cool to see the team dynamic grow from where we started, and just seeing them compete at practice, but then also support each other at meets and realize that we're all on one team trying to get better and do the best we can, and every spot matters. So that's just been really fun for me to see that development grow as well.
Well, I'm sure you feel like there were a lot of unknowns going into that first meet. So did that meet answer all the questions that you had going into the season?
Yeah, you know, it's hard the very first one, trying to put together a lineup, especially, you know, kicking the season off with Waukee. And I wouldn't say it's a rivalry, but it's definitely one that we wanted to win. And I was going up against one of my former teammates who was coaching Waukee. And so, yeah, I've said this before in articles, that I try to put the best lineup together I can, and sometimes it works out and I can breathe easier knowing that it worked out. But obviously it's up to the girls to compete and make it happen. But sometimes it doesn't work out and I look like an idiot. So, but no, it was really fun, and yeah, we swam well and we deserved to win that one. And yeah, we've got a couple tough challenges coming up starting tomorrow, and same thing. We'll put together a strong lineup and just try to go out there and compete and do the best we can and see what happens.
All right. Well, then last week, your team followed up with a pair of double dual victories. On September 10th, you guys traveled up to Mason City. You easily defeated the Riverhawks and Des Moines Hoover. And I know they have a new pool up there that you really like. And you guys could get sent up there for the regional meet, right?
Yeah, we'll see. They don't come out with the pool assignments, or I guess regional assignments, until a couple weeks before regionals, which is a little frustrating, you know, having to wait to see where you go. But they like to spread out all the top teams, which is fair. But yeah, they have a nice pool, and it's a little bit of a bus trip, but it's kind of fun for our team to bond over, and the pool is very nice. So I do enjoy going there. Yes.
Well, then on a Thursday, you guys were back home and you defeated both Newton and Des Moines Roosevelt to remain unbeaten. And I know Newton has some outstanding individuals and they were able to win several races, but your team had a lot of second and third place finishes. You know, in your depth was kind of the difference, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was huge for us. I think, again, every person made a difference. Newton has quite a few top girls that are really, really good, and they were able to win quite a few events, but we were able to spread out, you know, a lot of our top swimmers. And, you know, if we didn't win the event, we were able to get second and third. There was a couple races where we went 1-2. That was huge, and we won two of the three relays. And so, I try to tell the girls, no matter where they're at in the lineup or what they're swimming, every spot matters and makes a difference. And, you know, out-touching someone even for fifth place, that's one point that we get that the other team doesn't. And so all of that matters, especially in a close meet. And, you know, without diving, which Newton didn't have, we still would have won the meet, but it was kind of a nice cushion to have that to start as well.
Well, you mentioned the big test coming up tomorrow. You guys are going to go back over to Waukee to face Waukee Northwest in another conference dual meet, and that meet will be held at the Waukee Natatorium on Douglas Parkway, the new facility over there. Now, have you had a chance to see that new pool?
I have seen pictures, but I have not been there. It's a beautiful, amazing facility, and they're very lucky and fortunate to have it. And they've been traditionally really good over the years, and now they're split, but they're still going to have a really strong program. They have a great coach in Shelly Twigg, and just excited to bring my team there tomorrow and have them compete and do their best and see what happens. But this is going to be awesome. We're starting a little bit early because they have homecoming, so that'll be a little bit different. But be fun to race in a really nice pool, one of the best pools in Iowa for sure.
Now, are both Waukee schools using that facility?
Yes, they are.
I kind of figured that wouldn't be fair to Waukee, old Waukee, if they did that.
But. Yep.
Well, of course, Northwest is number two in the power rankings, and I see that they have a number of girls listed in the top five in the individual rankings. Willa Hoggy, I believe is her name, is number one in the state in the 200 IM. She's in the top five in some other events. Hayden Bailey, Riley Djokovic, and Kate Trosper are some others who are ranked in the top five. The Wolves are also ranked number one in both the 200 medley and 400 freestyle relays. So it appears that most of Waukee's returning talent then went to Northwest, huh?
Yeah, I think Northwest is probably, a little bit stronger than Waukee for sure. They've got some really top talented swimmers at the top of their lineup that they'll spread out in different events to try to win most of the events. And we're putting together a strong lineup for tomorrow. And just going out there to compete and see where we're at. I think it'll be similar to Newton, where we're going to have to really try to use our depth to score a lot of points as well. And so, just looking forward to it. It'll be fun. And they're really good. So.
Well, after this meet, your schedule won't get any easier, as you guys will host Valley and Cedar Falls next week, followed by another home meet against Johnston on October 1st for your senior night. Cedar Falls and Johnston are both top 10 teams, and then October 8th, you'll travel over to Dowling to face the number one Maroons. Now, Dowling has a slight edge over Northwest in the power rankings, and then there's a gap of about 100 points down the number three Cedar Falls. I know it's early, but do you kind of feel like maybe Dowling and Northwest have kind of separated themselves from everybody, or is that too early to tell?
Yeah, I mean, I guess on paper, probably. They have the most returning talent and incoming freshmen that are helping them too. But, that's why you compete and you go out there and swim the meets. And, right now they're top two. And I've said this before many times, our conference is the best conference in the state, I feel. And it's just great for us to go against all these different teams. It gives us experience and puts us in situations where we're sore and tired throughout the year. So hopefully when we rest and taper, we become confident and we're ready to go because we've seen everyone and we've raced against everyone in all of our best events. And so, those two are definitely going to be a tough challenge, but Waukee was a good win for us. And then Valley, Johnston, and Southeast Polk will all be battles that we'll have to swim well. And again, try to put together a strong lineup that can compete and potentially win those. And excited to host Johnston again on senior night. That was a battle last year that came down to the last relay, and I expect no different this year. Both of our teams are really similar, and they probably aren't super happy that they have to come to us again for senior night, but we'll be excited and ready to go for that one for sure.
Well, you guys will then go back to Waukee in late October for the conference meet, and if that meet were held today, five of the top nine teams in the state would be there. You know, so that meet should prepare you guys for the regional and the state meet to follow, you think?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And we'll see everyone, you know, during the regular season in duels, and then we'll finish out the conference season with that conference we'll meet on a Saturday in late October to kind of be our last preparation before we start to rest and taper up for regionals and state qualifying. So, yeah, again, it's just great to be in this conference. You know, it's so good, and there's so many talented swimmers, and it helps push our girls to be the best they can be. And again, we just compete and do the best we can, and then learn from it and grow from it and see how we can get better every single day.
Well, before I talk to a couple of your swimmers, I just wanted to ask you about some of your individuals as well. We have Gracie Lindemann and Paige Spolstra sitting here today, and they have been named team captains this season along with fellow seniors Leah Schaefer and Kyra Zinn. Do you feel like these girls have stepped up and embraced those leadership roles thus far?
Yeah, they've been great. Obviously, they're talented swimmers and very good in the pool, but I just have been impressed with their leadership outside the pool. They're really fun to be around, and again, they've taken a lot of the young kids under their wing and just showed them what it's like to be in high school swimming and what it's all about, and that's just been fun to watch their relationship with those kids grow and us become a team. But yeah, they're really fun to work with. I joke with them sometimes, they give me gray hair trying to get them in the water. That's the toughest part about coaching them, is nobody wants to, that's a common swimming thing, nobody wants to get in, the water's cold, and once you get in, you know, you start your workout. So but other than that, no, they've been great, and I think they've even surprised themselves. You know, we lost a lot from last year, and but we have a lot of talent coming back, a lot of potential, and I think they're starting to realize that and gain confidence and believe in our team and themselves, and that starts with, our seniors and captains every single day at practice, and they've been working hard and training hard, and that goes and shows in meets, and it has so far in the three meets we've had.
Well, you've obviously had to incorporate, you know, quite a few newcomers into your lineup, you know, this year. Do you feel like these girls have adapted well to the challenges of competing at this level?
Yeah, I mean, it's an adjustment period for everybody. I think these two sitting with me know they weren't freshmen that long ago, but you're always going to be sore and tired all the time, and you're never going to get enough sleep, and you're always going to be hungry. And yeah, swimming's tough. You know, you got to train, you got to work hard. There's no shortcuts in the sport. But yeah, we're trying to make sure that, you know, we put an emphasis on recovery and all the little things that matter. Trying to make sure they have fun too. I want them to be excited to be at practice every day, even if it's a really hard workout. And they know how to help me have fun too. So I'm really competitive, and I want the best for them. It's my job to make them the best swimmer that they can be. But it becomes really fun for me when they remind me, you know, there's more to life than just swimming. And
sure.
So I have a lot of fun with them, and I look forward to coming to work every day with them.
Well, freshman Charlie Vilhauer is one of the talented newcomers. She is currently ranked 19th in the state in the 100 butterfly. You know, did you expect her to come in and contribute as much as she has, or has she surprised you a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, Charlie's one, you know, that I saw swim a couple times, and obviously saw her times on paper and what she's done, you know, in her youth swimming days. And so, yeah, I was excited to have her join the team. And, yeah, she's made an immediate impact, I think. Again, kind of like these two with me, she's just a fun person to be around. She works really hard, and she just wants to help the team any way she can. And so I think she's fit right in and become a valuable part of the team right away as a freshman, which is really impressive.
Well, we should probably mention the divers as well. Miranda Agagne is currently ranked 29th in diving with a score of 191.5 points. You know, how do you think Miranda and the other divers are progressing?
Yeah, they're doing great. They're working hard. I've been really pleased with just the consistency they've shown. I think they have the confidence. They've all done it before. Every single one on the team has dove before. I guess Campbell, this is her first year, but even she has, from her first time diving, has improved so much. And they've just been really steady and consistent for us. And yeah, Coach Chris could speak more on it than I could, but because I don't understand diving as much as him, obviously. But he's done a great job with them, and they're really valuable to our team. You know, it's big points for us. They've scored big points against Waukee and Newton when we needed them, and so that was another big difference in us getting those victories. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing how they progress throughout the season. And yeah, our goal is to get, you know, hopefully at least one of them to the state meet. But yeah, they'll continue to try to perfect their dives as every single day they get to practice. So,
well, Dustin, your team placed 9th in the state meet a year ago, and that was the program's 10th consecutive top 10 finish. And after losing some standouts, you know, like Josie Parton and Anya Peck to graduation, you know, I wasn't sure if your team had the firepower to keep that streak going, but you know, based on what you've done thus far and where you're at in the power rankings, it seems like it's a realistic goal now. I mean, would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think that's kind of the standard and expectation this program has been over the years, and it's something that I wanted to continue. And I work really hard to try to push these kids to be their best and to reach their fullest potential. And I think, again, we have a lot of talent on this team. And we're probably a little overlooked or underrated going into the season, but our confidence and belief in each other and our team is growing. And it showed in those first couple meets where, you know, everything in the meet didn't go exactly how we thought it would or as best as it could have, but we found a way to push each other and rely on each other, and we found a way to get it done overall as a team. And that's really cool. It's one of my favorite things about high school swimming and college swimming. It's just your team against another team, and it's, you know, it's just about getting your hand on the wall before the person next to you. Times matter and we look at times, but really it's just about learning how to race when you're sore and tired and gaining that experience from that. And whether you win or lose, you get experience from it, and you take that into the next race you do. So it's just really fun to be a part of. But I think that's a realistic expectation for this team. Just getting as many people to the state meet as possible to try to score those points will be huge as well. So,
all right, Coach. Well, thanks a lot for coming in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You bet. All right, well, my next guest is a senior captain on the Ankeny team. She is a 10-time state qualifier and a 6-time place winner. During her career, she has been on 3 different relay teams that reached the awards podium at state. By placing in the top 6, she is Gracie Lindeman. Gracie, thanks for joining me. How
are
you doing?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. We are off to an undefeated start. How do you feel like the season has gone thus far for the team?
I'm really excited with how we've kind of started the season. I think a lot of people went in with low expectations, and we've really been able to step up and kind of prove ourselves in a couple meets that were pretty close.
Well, you've already racked up 10 event wins yourself this season in just 3 meets. You know, have you been happy with the way that you've swam personally?
Yeah, I have been really happy with my swims. Dustin's kind of been mixing me around in different events, kind of seeing what we can do in different things, and I've just had fun trying different races.
Well, yeah, you have primarily focused on the sprint events in the past. You're a 3-time state qualifier in the 50 free and a 2-time qualifier in the 100 free. As a sophomore, you placed 15th at the state meet in the 50 free. But yeah, you seem to be branching out and swimming some other events this season. You won the backstroke in that meet at Mason City, and then you swam to a victory in the 500 freestyle against Newton and Roosevelt, and your time there of 5:39.97 currently ranks 33rd in the state. You know, do you think there's a chance that you might try to qualify for state in an individual event that, you know, that's not the 50 or 100?
It's hard to tell right now. I think we're probably going to stick to what we've been doing just because I know what I can do in those events, but ultimately it just depends where the team needs me.
Does that help you though to swim some different events, either just to keep you kind of interested in things or maybe just help you in the long run?
Yeah, for sure. It's kind of fun to mix it up and go from the shortest event to the longest event.
Well, you are ranked in the top 30 in both of the sprint events. You're currently 21st in the 50 free and 29th in the 100. You know, do you have any specific time goals for those events this season, or do you not want to put, you know, a ceiling on what you might be able to accomplish?
I'm trying not to kind of put limits on myself. I just want to train hard and have fun and see where that takes me.
Well, you are also part of the 7th-ranked 200 medley relay, along with Maddie Trosper, Kyra Zinn, and Leah Schaefer. You have a chance to become a 4-time place winner in that event because you were part of the 4th-place team as a freshman. You guys placed 6th in 2022 and then 7th last year. Do you feel like that's a team that has the potential to get back on the awards podium?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I feel like a lot of other schools graduated people, and this is definitely a chance to get on that podium if we all work together and swim our best.
Well, you're also part of the 200 and 400 freestyle relays that are also ranked in the top 10. You know, so do you have a favorite relay that you like to swim in, or do you like them all pretty equally?
I do really enjoy that medley relay, just kind of anchoring everybody in and seeing what I can go.
Well, I was going to ask you, because I know you also run track, and in track it seems like, you know, many of the relay runners like that 4x400 relay because it's the last event. I didn't know if in swimming it was the same way with that 400 free relay, but
yeah, definitely. When we had our meet against Newton, it was a close race in that 4x100 relay, and it was really fun to watch freshman Charlie hold the Newton team off.
Well, I talked to the coach about your upcoming schedule and the big meet tomorrow against Waukee Northwest. You know, do you think that'll be a good meet to kind of gauge where your team is at?
Yeah, for sure. It'll show us where we kind of stack against one of the top teams in the state. So I'm excited to go and race, and especially in their new pool.
Well, of course, your dad, John, I know him well. He's the head coach of the Ankeny Boys cross country team, and he's got a very good squad that could contend for a state title. Now, I know there's a lot of weeks when your team schedule and his will allow him, you know, to attend your meets, but not always. Last Thursday, his team was running up there to Marshalltown, and I was up there that night, and you guys had a home meet against Newton and Roosevelt that night. You know, he obviously loves coaching, but do you think those nights are tough for him? Because I'm sure he'd love to be there to watch you swim, huh?
Yeah, for sure. And my younger brother, who's in eighth grade, has football games on Tuesdays. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, he's trying to mix it all in, and he does a really good job at trying to catch a tail end or catch the beginning, or he's really good at that.
Well, you get spread pretty thin. I know how that is. Well, hey, what are your goals for the rest of the season?
Definitely want to keep leading my team, making sure I'm a good leader, showing like these freshmen the ropes of high school swimming. I also want to make sure I'm training hard, working hard, having fun, and I want to see what I can do at the state meet, see how I can help my team the best.
And what are your plans for next year? Would you like to swim somewhere?
I am actually verbally committed to the University of Iowa for rowing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Trying something different. There's been a couple swimmers that have done that transition, and I'm really excited to see what I can do.
I mean, is that something that you've dabbled in? I mean, to show them what you can do, or is it just kind of a thing where they want to try it out?
Yeah, so I've never actually rowed or been in a boat, but they do this thing called kind of talent transfer. So if you've been basically in a sport or they know you can work hard, they like to put you in a boat and see what you can do.
Well, I guess the good thing is if your boat tips over, you know how to swim.
So
you
yeah. can. Yeah.
Well, hey, Gracie, thanks a lot for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, well, my final guest tonight is also a senior captain for the Ankeny squad. She was a state qualifier last year in the 100 freestyle. She is Paige Spolstra. Paige, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, have you been surprised by the team's fast start? Because, you know, you guys didn't return a lot of points from last year's state meet.
I think I've definitely been surprised. I think going in, I wasn't really expecting us to be at this high caliber so early in the season. But I think just through the meets that we've had, I've really been surprised with where everyone's at and how hard we're competing with ourselves, but also with the people next to us and even each other.
Well, I talked with Coach about the leadership roles that you and the other returning state qualifiers have kind of had to take over by default. You know, have you embraced that role?
I think I really have. I've held a lot of leadership positions in the past, not through swimming, but through other activities. And I just really think using those skills, implementing them in swimming and really trying to help the underclassmen figure out the ropes of swimming and kind of like leading them, helping them in their races, prepping them, like giving advice, things like that to really make sure that they're prepared and they feel comfortable with what they're swimming.
Well, what are some of the things that you've had to, help the younger swimmers with? You know, what do you think is the biggest adjustment that the newcomers, have to make?
There's a lot of different races that they're probably not used to swimming, and especially with freshmen, you get a lot of girls that don't have any previous experience, so just even things like putting on a cap and goggles can be tricky sometimes, and just like, how do you do a start? How do you do a flip turn? Things like that they just need to fine-tune, and skills that they just aren't super sure about, so even races they've never swam before, just giving this little simple advice that they make sure that they're comfortable.
Well, you certainly contributed a lot of events this season. You won the 100 free and placed second in the back in the meet at Mason City, and you placed second in the 200 free and third in the 100 free in each of the other two meets. Now, do you have a favorite individual event, or are you pretty much willing to swim wherever Coach wants to put you?
I do prefer the 200 and 100 freestyle. They've kind of been events I've been able to tweak and fine-tune over the years, but I'm pretty open in swimming anything besides like stroke races.
Uh-huh. We've also swam on the winning 400 freestyle relay at all three meets, and on Thursday you teamed up with Gracie, Maddie, and Charlie to post a time of 347.84, which currently ranks eighth in the state. You know, do you think that unit has a lot of potential this season?
Yeah, 400 relay is one of my favorites. I always look forward to it at the end of the meet, and I feel like I can just really pull my weight in that event and also team up with all those girls to really try to swim our best, and we really encourage each other before the race and make sure that we're all contributing as much as we can.
Well, we talked earlier about your upcoming schedule and some of the challenges that you guys will face. You'll swim against Waukee Northwest tomorrow at the new Waukee pool. So have you seen that new facility?
I have not.
Uh-huh. Are you looking forward to it?
Yes. I've heard a lot about it and how amazing it is, so I'm really excited.
Now, for someone like me who is not a swimmer, is there a big difference from one pool to another? Is there anything that you have to be aware of or adjust to when you go to a place that you've never been to before?
There's a common saying that a pool can be fast or slow, so we'll just have to see. Water temperature can be a factor, air temperature, just different things like that. The depth of the pool make you feel a little bit different, give you a different kind of vibe.
Well, it sounds like your pool, it must be cold, huh?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, beginning of tomorrow's meet, your remaining conference schedule is really going to be a grind. You know, do you think your team will be able to learn some things in some of those meets? meets, even if you happen to lose a few of them?
I think we're really going to have to just stay dialed in and focused. Right now we're going to be tired and really sore. Double meet weeks are pretty hard, especially in conference. And so I just think making sure we're eating well, getting our rest, and really focusing in on practice, making sure we're recovering, things like that will really help us so that we feel prepared when we're ready to race.
Well, what are your individual goals for this season?
Obviously make it to the state meet, contribute, work with other teams. I have a goal of being on a relay at state this year, not just an individual event, and just being there for all my teammates at all times, that take that leadership and really push it forward and try to be the best I can be so that the team can be at a high caliber at all times.
Well, after making it to state last year in that 100 free, you know, I imagine your goal is to not just get back there, but maybe get into Saturday, get into that A or B final, right?
Yes.
Well, do you feel like, you know, the team is capable of another top 10 finish this year?
I do. I think now that we've seen ourselves in a couple meets and we really know what we're capable of, we will be able to push ourselves even further. Further training will really help us prepare once we taper down and really rested and things like that. We can really set our minds on that championship season.
What do you think are going to be the keys for you guys to reach that goal?
Like I was mentioning earlier, that fuel and recovery, making sure we're sleeping well, eating well, putting all our effort in practice at 100% every day, even if it feels awful. Like, you just got to try your best every single time that you get in the pool.
Well, what are your goals what are your plans for next year? Are you going to swim somewhere? Or are you going to go row at Iowa with Gracie?
No, I'm not rowing. Right now, I've applied to Iowa State and gotten accepted for elementary education and endorsement English.
Oh, okay. Well, I went to Iowa State. If you go there, I think you'll like it there. So
yes.
I'd certainly go along with that. Well, hey, thanks a lot for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients, you're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We're constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in tonight. We had Ankeny Girls Swim Coach Dustin Rhodes, along with senior captains Gracie Lindemann and Paige Spolstra. I appreciate the time from all of them this evening. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.